This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Dr. Jim Haga to talk about a community forum on prescription drug abuse that's coming up on Thursday, June 10th. We welcome you to the program, sir. Tell us, how did you become aware of this problem of prescription drug abuse?
Steve, I work at Blue Ridge Hospital in Spruce Pine, and I see patients there who have problems with misuse or abuse of drugs and also alcohol. In addition, it's hard for a week to go by without someone I know mentioning the need to pray for friends or family who have a drug problem. And drug arrests are getting to be a frequent staple of the both our county newspapers. On top of this, 2 years ago, I saw an article in the North Carolina Board of Medical Examiners newsletter saying that Mitchell and Yancey counties led the state in methadone overdose deaths for the 2 years studied, and this was really shocking to me.
Oh, my. Yes. Tell us, how serious a problem do we have?
Some statistics are that 1 in 5 teenagers has abused prescription drugs. 8 out of 10 of those get them from friends or family. 7 million Americans are said to abuse prescription drugs, according to the DEA. And in North Carolina, over 50% of unintentional drug overdose deaths have been attributed to prescription drugs rather than heroin, cocaine, or other illicit drugs.
Dr. Haga, do you think this is a problem for the medical community to solve?
I think the doctors and pharmacists and other medical people definitely need to play a role in it, but they can't solve it alone. The root causes come from all different aspects of our community. Many of the abused drugs are obtained from doctors, which are diverted from a person, which are diverted to a person for whom they were not intended. But many were obtained in various other illegal ways. I heard about a television documentary showing large numbers of people flying on a chartered flight from another state, obtaining oxycodone from an unethical clinic and bringing it back home to sell, so people don't just get them from their doctors. And I really think part of the root problem comes from an attitude that seems to be developing in our society that drugs are a quick fix for any problem. This could be anything from a physical problem to one that's emotional or even spiritual, really. So instead of using a pill, I think that many problems are better addressed by a healthy diet, exercise, or talking a problem out. And that could be with a doctor, a counselor, a spouse, a parent, or by prayer. There are now behavioral health counselors in Yancey County in the middle and high schools who are available regardless of ability to pay.
Who do you hope that will be at this meeting on June 10th?
Well, I hope counselors, teachers, Board of Education members, law enforcement people. It's not just a young people's problem, but they're very involved and affected by it. Church leaders, especially youth leaders, town and county leaders, parents, social service, and medical people. Really, I'd like anyone to be there who wants to help address this problem.
What do you hope to accomplish at the meeting?
One thing is, I'd like for us to be able to meet each other. People who are interested in this problem may not know who else is interested, and I would hope we can work on the problem, making a plan for some first steps. I think we have to be committed to a long-range, comprehensive plan, and if we don't take steps to address this, I think that our community, our economy, and really more importantly, the people, especially young people of our community, will suffer. The meeting is going to be at St. Thomas Episcopal Church, which is in Burnsville on Reservoir Road, up the hill behind CVS and Burger King. It will be Thursday evening, June 10th, from 6 to 8:30. There will be light refreshments available and child care will be available. The meeting is free and open to all who are interested. And if people need more information, they can call me at 675-9040.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jim Haga, talking to us about the Community Forum on Prescription Drug Abuse, scheduled for June 10th. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.